for the past 3 weeks.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. Not only on Facebook Live, but we also have, right, Blog Talk Radio, second day in a row. Yeehaw! Pretty happy with that. Yeehaw! Oh, yeah, there it is. So, welcome. Wonderful to be here. We have certainly had our challenges since before Christmas, I believe. Right there. And I think that we might, okay, we're just going to kind of hold our breath. We might be good to go with Blog Talk, not screwing it up anymore.
One would hope.
We do. So, hi there. I'm Deborah Lee. Those of you who know me, to know me is to love me, I think.
Okay.
Those of you who don't know me.
Hate you?
I don't know.
Is it the opposite? It's not the opposite?
They don't have a point of reference
yet. Okay. All right. I was just checking if it was the opposite. I guess if they don't know you, how can I hate you, right?
True enough. And that is for, say, unintelligent people, nobody knows that you might be stupid if you don't open your mouth. Uh-huh.
What was that saying? People may think you're a fool. But if you do speak, you may remove any doubt in their mind. Something like that. Something like that. Some quote like that. Yep.
So,
yep.
Anyway, for those of you that don't know much about our show, I'm going to start right here by sharing with you that we're only going to use an ordinary deck of playing cards for these readings. This is, as you heard in the introduction, these are from my grandmother, the teachings. I took her work it took 4 months to really polish with all of this. And then I took her, all of her trainings, and I developed them further so that I would have enough material, actually, to put into a book, which I had published some years ago with my old books in London. The book is called The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards. And it is available online at most online booksellers, possibly all. But anyway, I just wanted to mention, we're using ordinary playing cards, okay? And I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. If we run out of callers, we're going to turn to Facebook, of course. And that is my own preference. I prefer to see the whole playing field, we'll say, of your life, all right? It gives me a chance to get to know you, feel a sense of familiarity in the intuitive sense, where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, okay? But do bear in mind that these during the show are simply a sample of what we can accomplish together in a one-on-one session, which are very easy to arrange and most reasonably priced on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. And with that, I am going to turn you all over to Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you, this show is for informational and educational purposes only. And we also would like to remind all you folks out there and all the platforms that are with us tonight, if you are international, let us know, and we shall give you some international shout-out love. Like I see tonight, so far, I just see Terry Sue from the UK with us. Welcome, Teddy Sue. But anytime anybody comes rolling in or calls us on the phone, if you're international, we'll give you live shout-outs.
Okay, there are 13 people.
International shout out for Suzanne, Scotland. Go. Yay.
So the rest of you, pop on in.
Welcome, welcome, guys. All right.
Give us a hidey-ho there.
Let's get down to business here. I'm going to give you the number.
And we will then know you are with us. Otherwise, you just sit there. All right, go ahead, Jim.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. He's playing now 2 days in a row. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement's true. You hear nothing, hang up, call back, typically fixes it. Usually a cell phone issue or just a connection thing. All right. Also, Facebookers, like she had mentioned, if we get gaps in calls, breaks in the calls, we will turn to you. Just can't promise you when, where, can't nail it down. You can't get in a queue. Facebook doesn't have a queue system, so you can't call early and get in line. It doesn't work that way. You got to wait for us. We'll make it very clear that time comes what to do. It'll be involved a messenger call to Deborah Lee. That's what we'll do. But now it's not that time. And it may not be that time. We may have callers that take us to the hour, or we may not. We just don't know. Either when you are getting your reading, you'll hear this sound eventually. Yeehaw! That is the sound of a rebel yell. And it's not Friday, though, some of you folks are wondering, but that's okay. We're doing rebel cards tonight. So when you hear the yeah! Rebel yell. Almost picked something else by accident there, and I did hit another.
Maybe it isn't an accident at all.
Well, I hit something that, I hit a hotkey that wasn't set. Microsoft Word thought I wanted it to do something. But anyway, let the meeting come to an end when you hear the rebel yell. That's a two-purpose sound. That is the first purpose, is to let you know that it's coming to an end. And, just let it end, please. Please let it do. We have other folks waiting, possibly phone and Facebook, so be courteous. Let it come to an end so we can do other folks. But also, before you depart, don't hang up when you hear that. I'm going to give you a single card. We're going to go whacking crazy, even though it's not Friday. We're going to do rebel cards. Yeehaw. And, we really didn't have a show Friday for the blog talkers. It was just Facebook only. So here you go. Here's your rebel card Friday. Done a couple of days later, multiple days early, depends how you want to look at it. Let's see here. I could do that. It is National Science Fiction Day.
Okay.
National Buffet Day. Gotta love buffets. Keep
Put
those pounds on.
Oh, yeah.
But they're good, and it's nice because, if you go to a decent buffet, you can actually eat fairly healthy there if you choose to do so. Not all of them are. Yeah, it's nothing worth
mentioning. That's interesting, though.
It's not really, though. It's kind of stupid.
It says New Year's Day substitute.
It wasn't worthy of mentioning. That's why, because it says let's the day after New Year's. What does that mean?
Maybe for the people that drank too much and passed out before.
Some of these things are there. There are a lot of stupid things that we don't just mention them all. So
yeah,
just give you a couple of highlights there. Science fiction. A lot of people like science fiction. Cool. Can be cool. Can suck. Doesn't like anything on any kind of fiction that's out there. But here's one that I would like to urinate on. It is the 55 mile per hour speed limit day. Screw that.
Now those that are international, they're using kilometers, correct?
Depending on where you are. Yeah. That is true.
So we just have to be so different, don't we?
Kind of the other way around. We've been doing miles and stuff long before the metric system became a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Before they tried to make an international standard. And it kind of is for scientific community and stuff like that. There's no problem there. But we don't care about the roads. Drive down the road. Let's see here. I got to put up some more.
This says they use miles per hour.
I know. It's weird.
Okay.
It is.
But isn't, I think they're kilometers.
They do, yeah. Way back in the 70s, when that was a big thing, our speedometer started having both on them.
Ah.
And they still do to this day. Well, now if you have most of everything's electronic now, you have to go in there and tell it which unit you want to read out, kilometers per hour, miles per hour.
Well, thank you for that information.
Yeah. Well, I'm also kind of dragging my feet so I can catch up here on entering these phone numbers that are rolling in. And we're going to take the first caller because I don't have to look this up because I can't look it up. We're going to all ones, which is a Skype call. We don't know where that person could be. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
You were right.
Hello?
Jim
Sweet
Guest.
Melissa.
Yes, Jim Guest. So welcome to the show, Melissa.
Yes. Hello, welcome,
happy,
Melissa.
Happy New Year, Love Doctors. You're just role models that y'all show people that there could be love and respect and understanding and good times. And thank you very much for doing your show and being so positive. And because people see that there's hope. Look up. Y'all just role models that there is hope.
Well, thank you so much for that, Melissa. There will be a little something extra in your pay envelope.
Well, we thank all you folks because we wouldn't have a show without anybody.
We wouldn't.
Anybody on Facebook participating or anybody calling in on board.
We'd have to sit here and just...
We just wouldn't have a show.
Yeah.
So it's mutual. All right, Melissa, you're the first caller. The floor is yours.
Yeah.
My question is...
Oh.
Yes. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yes. Yeah, I had a good New Year's and a good Christmas, and all the Christmas stuff is coming down on Sunday, so I still have it up. But I have a question. I kind of want to recap on my friend. Now I just thinking friend because it's kind of I'm having a hard time to. I guess I invested too much in the communications process of trying to get something done because he did help a lot. And that's the first one that I allowed. But anyway, I do appreciate everything. I do appreciate all the good advice. I do appreciate it. I have nothing to do with what's going on in his life or what's going on. I always have wished him the best and I understand. But what do you see? Are you still seeing the trip or – anything you see him towards I?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. It is important. This method
does
involve giving you not merely insight and perception, but it also signifies to you when there have been fluctuations. Because no path is, simply a straight line. It can go like this and, kind of curvy. It can stop and start. I mean, there's just, and that's what these cards pick up on, is those changes that are perceived to be on the road ahead of you. And then what you can do, that's why I love this method, is you're able to use the very dynamic tools of choice and change. So that if we're looking into your future and you're not exactly pleased with what's we're seeing.
Changes.
Yeah, pretty much there, Jim. Then we are able to utilize those tools to make a choice that will produce change. See how that works? Yes. And I do believe that there's at times literally divine intervention that I have witnessed.
International shout out to Laura in Canada. Welcome, Laura.
Hello there, Laura. We are giving a reading to
Miss Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
All right. Ooh,
I can't remember
boy.
Who sang that.
Who did sing that? Too bad Catherine is.
She hasn't showed up yet.
She is the.
She knows lots of music stuff off the top of her head. I'm going to look it up right now. Because I
All
have
right,
to. Because I can. Because Google.
All right. Everything in his mind is still on track to spend time to come see you to be more consistent in terms of communication with you. The issue for him is he's embroiled, in a, let's just say it's one heck of a briar patch with that woman who shares his business. Okay, the business.
Business.
And here's the thing, though. Remember, people don't always tell us 100% of the truth. There are going to be times that they're going to determine what we have a need to know. And sometimes we don't have a need to know. So I have always felt regarding this man, Melissa, that he has been in the past more involved with her than he's really led on to you. And until you came along, he might have still been involved. Now as he tries to step back and exit the business relationship, certainly the personal relationship. Oh, she's making a lot of trouble for him. And he feels it's a very good move for him not to get you, in this complication. So he's trying to keep you out of it. And that's why you don't hear from him very often. It has nothing to do with his feelings. It's about protection for you. And this that I'm perceiving is not something that's going to end quickly. So I wish I could tell you that, oh, yes, he's going to be flying in 2 weeks from now, something like that. Right now, I'm not seeing that. So I just think that that's good for you to be aware. And also, remember that you also have an opportunity coming up for you that will switch your intentions and your emotions away from him. Because I do see somebody else coming into your life with you not even taking any step in that direction. He's just going to materialize. He's meant to come into your life. So I just want you to know that this is going to be an interesting year for you. And the more readings we give you, the more clarity we're able to bring to your position in the present and where you're going in the future. Okay? So now...
I have to finish it real quickly.
It's a little loud. Excuse me, Melissa.
Yes. Now what?
All right. Rebel card time. So stand by.
I was going to say something real quickly before the rebel card. She's in my territory because the tribe there, I have a great, 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 great ancestor that belongs there, so they're probably going to find out. Secondly, she has hypnotized him, and she has other, I don't want to say the word of air, so I'm going to hurt his heart. It's going to come out. It's going to come out.
Well,
it's going to come out.
The thing. You know, men really are hard workers when they create and build something. It's not that easy for them to up and chuck it and walk away. So he wants what belongs to him. And she thinks it all belongs to her. All right. And what is it they say? Hell hath no fury. Like a woman scorned. Oh yeah, she's getting a lot of mileage out of this. So, yeah.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada and to Virgil in the UK.
Well, there you go.
All right, let's do this.
Get this Thank party you. Started.
All right, here is your rebel card. Remember, yeah. Rebel card's not happy, happy, joy, joy. I mean, the message is ultimately positive, but it's not delivered in a positive way. For instance,
you know this.
The subject of your rebel card is get some fucking sleep. It says you are being asked because you are tired. Face the pillow now. Well, you know what? Though sleep is really important.
It'll give you a much more positive outlook.
You got to have it. You got to have it to function physically properly and mentally properly. Indeed.
I do want to say that if those of you that are going through difficult, say, breakups or you're in a rough patch right now. You've lost someone that you love, and they're now in spirit. Just there can be all sorts of reasons. You still have to function on a daily basis. What I've done in the past is I would set a certain time during the day. For me, it was midnight. Midnight was my hour of sorrow, and I would literally often put my head down on the desk and saw my heart open because this was my time to release all of that suffering from during the day. And I'll tell you, purging like that really does help. You may do this consistently for weeks, but eventually you'll be like, you know what, I don't think I need to do this tonight or today, whatever your time frame is. So I wanted to mention that and sleep. Yes, Melissa, that is a golden ticket. Feeling good, having an outlook on things, especially. especially, you know, obstacles, difficulties, et cetera. And it makes you not overthink, I feel, to the same extent that you might. So that's just my little soapbox moment.
Well, and thank you for calling and being the first caller, Melissa. We appreciate you, and hopefully we're back for good. Yes, and we appreciate it. And call us again, my dear.
Yes, you do have very good things before you.
Aha, so your path is looking good.
He's on this relationship, Melissa, so.
Well, you know, I guess this could be just a bump in the path. Speed bump.
Excellent.
All right, thank you very much, Melissa. Sweet Melissa. We did look that up. It is the Allman Brothers.
Yes, we needed you, Catherine. You are the
She showed up. She's here.
Encyclopedia of music.
She is here indeed with us now. Okie dokie. Let's see here. Well, shall we keep on in?
We can go.
We shall go. 703, which is in our own very own Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hello,
you're the
hello.
Second caller.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Of course it is.
Of course it
is. Of course. Happy New Year.
Happy
there,
New Year.
Yes. So tell us, what's bringing you to the show?
Well, so I never heard back from those other jobs. So I don't know whatever happened with those. But I do have an interview Thursday with London
nice.
Foster. And then I had another phone interview, I think, right before the holidays. And hopefully I'll hear back from them to do another interview. But I have a different question. So
okay.
I'll just give you the quick backstory. When I moved here to, you know, Virginia, I don't know, whatever, how many years ago, I worked at the mall 23 years ago at the Dulles Town Center. And this guy worked, I guess, managed the kiosk for Hickory Farms. And he'd come into the store every day. We would talk, you know, flirt. He wanted to go out with me. And I was married and kids. We just never. Anyway, I'm on the dating site. And last week, he sends me a message saying, hey, we need to get together. And I'm like, who is this? I have no idea who this is. And he wrote back. He said, I'm really surprised. Don't you remember me? I said, no. He said, call me. Anyway, that's who it was. So we kind of reconnected, and we met for lunch, and then he wanted to come over and hang out with me, but then he never showed up, and basically his mom passed away. So he said, I'm just, you know, I was very inappropriate asking for some things I shouldn't be asking for, and he said, I should just work on me and not relationship until I'm done this grieving thing. So anyway,
well,
I don't know.
Give him some kind of first name, you know. You don't have to tell
me.
First
call him BB because his initials are B&B.
All right.
BB.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to check. That has a lot of serendipity attached to it. I can feel it. Jim, I know you feel it too.
What do I feel?
The serendipity.
I'm going to start just filtering that word out and say, I it doesn't compute. What I don't know anything about that word, so. You just, it's like speaking a language I don't know of. That's what I'll treat it like that.
I'm really curious to know which dating site it is, but it's okay if you
Plenty of Fish.
Oh, okay. Gosh, I completely forgot about that.
I think I'm going to start up a dating site, Plenty of Bitches.
What are we going to do?
I think it's time to get that shit going. The time has come. Now I shall strike for the iron is hot. Yeah, I'm sure I'll get tons of people there. Not. It would probably just be nothing but scammers, probably, with a name
probably.
Like that.
Probably.
That would be, yeah.
Well, I told him I'm leaving on my trip in the 14th. He goes, well, just be safe. I'm like, I'm not going there for that, but whatever. So basically, I said, you know what? I'll give you the space you need. And if you decide you want to come back and reconnect with me, that's fine. But I'm not going to sit around and wait for you. It's basically, if I'm still single, I'll let you know. It's like, you know, this is the chance you take. Well, you know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I do.
Okay, that's why I'm asking, because I'm sure you do.
I feel he wants to make things right from how things were before, because it was inappropriate. You were married with kids, you know. And
No,
was,
this time around.
No, I know that, but I'm saying he wants to make it right this time and be the charming, wonderful guy that he failed to be last time. And you said he was a no-no, didn't you, for something?
Yeah, just on Sunday he texted me and said, "Well, he said I need some time because you know the funeral was Friday." I said, "Okay, fine." Then he texted me Friday. I mean Sunday, when to get together. I finally texted him 8:30. I guess you're busy. He said, "No, I'm not. I just really wanted some SCSX, you know, and I didn't want to be, I didn't want to be disrespectful." And I'm like, "Well," I said, "What?" So. That's when he said I should just, you know, work on me kind of thing and not be in a relationship until I figure this out.
Taking a very unique approach, and it's worked for him before. I mean, you know, they do have their
Doesn't sound like somebody that genuinely is interested in a meaningful relationship.
Well, just remember, people throw stuff out sometimes just as bait. To see what you're going to say.
You don't give too many people too much credit. They're not all freaking genius psychologists like that. I think I'll throw that out to see the reaction. Or he's a dick.
Or he...
I'm just saying it could
he
be.
He wanted to see if she would say, boy, I could use them too.
Which means still he's not interested in a meaningful relationship, if that's what he's looking for, right?
He said he did. He's like, I really want a relationship with you. And I said, so you sought me out. I didn't seek you out. He goes, everything I said was true. He goes... Right now it's just bad because I'm still dealing with this grieving. Everybody grieves, you know, at their own time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and their own
true.
Way.
Yeah, it's
yeah, and their own way. Tininess.
I hope that this person wouldn't be the type of person to make something like that up, would they?
About his mother dying?
Yeah. I just don't
I don't think
we
so.
Don't know.
I don't yeah, well she would know better than anybody.
Well,
she knows the guy.
Terry Sue from the UK says she did it on that site, met a complete psycho, and never again. So I don't.
There's
well,
a lot of scammers on there.
There's scammers on every site there is, though. Yeah, there's no way to avoid that. I mean, those sites, some of them try harder than others. They try to do the best they can, but you know, if scammers are pretty slick, they go out through a lot of
mm-hmm.
elaborate methods to get into to infiltrate.
And they'll take months.
Your
if
fags.
They have to.
They all should be shot and
yep.
killed.
Well, something right. So. I say that this guy thinks he's taking a new approach and wants to be the kind of guy that would get your attention. But I don't know. He seems kind of clumsy to me and awkward. And that was a weird way to start out.
What do you mean?
That's
what I was saying. I wouldn't necessarily automatically assume this is some kind of super genius that thrives on analyzing reactions. Like, don't give somebody more credit than they deserve. They have to earn that credit that they're actually really didn't mean that, and we're just looking for reaction and then gauging react. I was like, all right, I can just be all he really cares about. We don't know.
Well,
he did seek her out.
Yeah, he did.
And it might have been for a brown cow. We don't know.
Because it didn't happen before 23 years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time. That is a big time.
I was married with kids, but the fact that we reconnected, I said, what are the chances that we reconnect? And, that's just crazy. But
It is interesting, too. Like you said, 23 years later,
mm-hmm.
he finds her on this dating site and mm-hmm. decides it's time to reconnect. I wonder, what did the card say about why he chose to reconnect? Was it totally looking for some good times?
The cards are showing that he was sorry for the way he acted before, long ago.
Well, she was married.
Right.
So what's he going to do? Oh, was he being inappropriate when you were married?
No. He flirted and I flirted, but I didn't take it anywhere because I was still married. But we came back, and this time, I mean, we hung out. We went to lunch, and we were supposed to hang out. And then he came back and said, "You never even just ghosted me." I said, "Are we getting together?" He said, "No, I guess I'm just." He just basically wanted to come over and knock some boots with me, and I was like, "Dude, we're not, no."
Boots.
Oh.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia, the land down under, the other side of the world. All right.
Well, you know what? Because he's so awkward about his approach. He might be just. Here's my feeling. Well, here's my honest feeling. I think he's trying to see if you're just into a hookup, or if he'd have to put more effort behind.
Maybe he doesn't want to put effort.
I don't know that he does either. It looks like
I don't know either.
Does. Ace of Hearts is a beautiful card in terms of
relationships. So that's what's important is the cards. You say the cards say he looks like he wants to put some kind of effort in. Right?
I do believe he does.
Do you, can you see right now on this one spread, because sometimes you don't get everything, do you see an actual intention other than he's putting effort?
Well, I think he's reaching to the past.
Okay.
Because here, this is him over here.
Okay.
And he is very grief-stricken.
All because of the mom?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, he's kind of emotionally desperate. He's reaching out to somebody he knows from the past.
But he was reaching out to her before the mom died, right?
Yeah, long ago.
No, no, his mom just passed away. And we just reconnected last week on the same week his mom died.
Did she die after you made your plans to be together?
No.
Ah, so he was... So she was already freaking toast when he was making plans to show up, and then he just doesn't show up. That's still kind of messed up. That's a different ball.
He shouldn't have done that.
That's messed up. That's almost not an excuse, but whatever.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody grieves differently, so, you know.
And they do.
Yeah, but still, he shouldn't have made that call. And then say, oh, I didn't show up because my mom died. Well, your mom died before you made that goddamn date, dude. So don't throw that crap at me. But that's just me. You know, I'm not being brave.
I think he'll come back. But, I mean, like I said, I know he'll come back. And I said, you know, but I may be single, may not, because who knows? I'll meet some guy on my trip next week. So, you know.
That can happen on trips. That's a true statement.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's very possible. And you're going
I'm leaving the 14th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
By myself on the 14th.
Where are you going again?
The bus.
I leave the 14th.
Going where, though?
Oh, the cruise. The Jamaica, Cozumel, on the Cayman Islands.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do this time of year in the winter. That is really nice.
Yeah, and hopefully you won't hit a rogue wave like...
Oh, what are the odds of that? That's like hopefully a meteor won't hit you either, you know.
Crazy...
You know, hopefully they won't get Sharknado attack you, too. I mean, those... You know, that's like saying, hey, you got a flight tomorrow. I sure hope your plane doesn't crash. I mean, come on. Odds of that kind of those kind of crazy things happening. The most likely thing to happen on these cruises, besides getting laid, are people get sick a lot because you just jam a bunch of people into that many people into a confined space like that. Things can happen. That's your biggest risk, but you'll live through that if that happens. You'll just be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I think so. If you have an interest in him, hon, just explore that. But, you know, don't get carried away with it is what I'm
saying. No, I'm not.
Say.
Yes, and that's another good, that is a good point, too, that Catherine made. This, if we're going to go hit the Caribbean this time of year, not you're way, way, way outside of any hurricane issue, tropical storm type stuff. So
That's why I chose to go now,
Yeah. It's going the summertime. Yeah, your cruise could get canceled. You could get diverted and stuff. That's a big high. That's big time.
Yeah, well, birthday's in January, so that's why I'm going in January. I'm going for the birthday. So.
That's a win-win. Oh, yeah.
What's your birthday?
The 17th is my birthday.
Look at you guys. Very close together.
Mine's the 22nd.
You guys are 5 days apart.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
It's a small world, after all.
Yep.
All right, here we go, real quick to the all again.
Okay.
All right, you're remember now we brought in the Rebel cards. Subject is you got a feeling you just can't shake.
Ah.
That little voice inside you, listen to that shit. I don't know what that feeling is, or if you got some little voice telling you something, but the card says you listen to it, and we probably should listen to a lot of times our inner little things, voices inside of our head doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right. It's not right.
Like, I got a feeling this ain't going to be good. Well, a lot of times we wish we would have listened to ourselves.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yes. Well, some people don't. Some people make nothing but bad decisions, and they should probably quit listening to their inner voice. But, you know, that's usually young people.
Well, I hope we hear from you.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Bon voyage.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be doing many a show before you depart, so yes.
Take care, honey.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be in touch.
Bye.
So she's got a birthday this month as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about a guy from the past either.
You don't. You don't know. But I didn't really like how that scenario went down, where he just ghosted her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot to talk to her, but I was like, come over. You mean like guy from 23 years you invited over to your house? Is that how that was? Or did she just come over? I don't know. We're meeting up in her town. I missed all that. She'll call us again and we'll get the details.
And what if she was, a double amputee? He wouldn't have any clue about that going to her house.
Well, maybe they had some discussions for a while, but, you know. Yeah, well, you don't know about that anything on any dating site. You only know what they reveal to you.
Very true, and that's the same with dates.
Yes, unless you meet. See, that's that was at least 50% of the good thing on the old school before the internet when people met out in public. At least physically, you knew what you were getting. Nobody was sending you false pictures, you know, making up, you know, all that other crap. They weren't from another country.
That's why
you did at least physically know that person was there in when you met him in before the internet.
I always wanted to know him as a friend first, casually as a friend. You get a good impression watching how they interact with your friends, their friends, you know, that kind of thing. If you're playing a game like darts, how do they feel if they get beat by a female? You know, kind of some big issues that can arise that could help you to determine, is this somebody I really want to waste my time on? No, go with the, keep going in line. Yeah.
Let me look up. Oh, interesting. Well, here we go. All right, our next caller, area code 907, which I clicked and it didn't like me here. 907, the internet tells me you're in Alaska, 907.
I knew you were going to say that. Hello there. Welcome.
Hello. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
And same to you. And remind us your name again.
Charlotte.
That's right.
Well, welcome back. It has been a little while.
Yes, we moved finally.
You have snow up there?
Yes. Not a lot, though, for this time of year. But
yeah.
Everybody is kind of down right now, except in some higher elevation areas where they never get
true.
Down. But yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? The last couple of years have been was crazy for everybody.
For snow.
For some of the upper Midwest and stuff like that, yeah.
So you moved. I'm glad to hear that. How are things going?
So far, great. It has been.
Well, good. Okay. Well, what brings you to our show this evening? Well, it's afternoon, probably where you are.
Yeah, it's afternoon. But,
it is indeed.
3 o'clock here, 3:30.
Oh, sure.
So,
you have,
no, just,
yep. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
The stage is yours.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I was just wondering if I should work for this financial brokerage firm. Like trading for them.
Yes.
Would you like to know, I mean, is
would that be a... Because, well, you have to take a 3-month test. That's the problem. You don't get paid for the test.
Well, you got to take a test and you have to pay for it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and you want to know if that would... if the cards will say if this is a good venture.
This is a fantastic...
It is, actually, yeah.
...application of this method. It can tell you before you even get to that point what your odds are. A lot of people have used this for taking legal bar exams. They've used it for the medical boards and things like that to tell them, am I studying the right thing? What do I need to, you know better? Or am I going to fail this? So it's been quite a good help. So here I go. I will take a look for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Cards are going down. Ah, yes, indeed. So you moved now. Did you moved. Obviously, you're still in the great state of Alaska, yes?
Yes. It's pretty up here. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, that is like one of the last great frontiers.
Really?
I mean, well, for the lower 48, they say, or not even the lower, for the United States. Obviously, Canada's full of territory like that.
Do you see a lot of wildlife, I would imagine, up there?
Yes,
you know,
a lot.
Boy.
Yes, they have the bears that can eat you. They have those types of bears.
I've
over
been
here
knocked
on
down
the...
Oh, no.
Damn.
By a grizzly?
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention when I was walking, and he was chasing a mink, and I had my head down, and then because I was going to brush my teeth by the river, and I walked out of the cabin, and then so we literally were at a crossroads. So he was on one side of the cabin, I was on the other one, and the mink just passed my feet, and then I just took one step forward, and I just got tackled because he was in full pursuit.
So he didn't break stride, though. He kept chasing, right?
Correct. Well, he
that's a good
in
thing
front
that he hit.
Well, no, he stopped on top of me. Once he knocked me down, I flew a few feet ahead of him, and then he came and just was right over me. So, like, the saliva and everything literally dripped on my face, and all I saw was teeth and, you know, his nostrils and eyes and stuff. And I just screamed, and luckily my partner came out and just shot cracker shells on his behind to move him off of me. 32 cracker shells to move him off of me.
What?
It was a yearling male bear.
We got to get through some language barriers here. First of all, what was this animal the bear was chasing?
A little mink.
A mink? Really? They go after a little game like that? I suppose they got to eat what you got to eat. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you said somebody threw what? Threw what?
Pardon?
At the bear?
Cracker shells. What are those?
Cracker
shells.
Did you
say cracker? What is that?
It's like rubber bullets.
Oh, so he actually didn't throw it. He shot them, you mean?
Correct.
Oh, so like riot bullets, like the riot people use. Okay.
And
yeah.
That got him to...
Is that a normal thing you folks carry there, is guns with rubber bullets?
When you work for Fish and Game, because you're not supposed to harm the wildlife.
Gotcha. Roger that. But all is clear now. Now I'm with you. That makes a lot of sense, because my ass would be having live ammunition there, but I don't work for the fishing game. So now it all makes sense. I'd be rubber bullets my ass. I'd be shooting high-powered mother frickin' rifle, big high-powered rifle. But, okay, I got you now. All right, all makes sense. All right,
okay.
Cards are down. What do you got, Deb?
Now, what I've got for you
is this. The employment venture.
That I think you would do very well from what I see here. But here it is. Here's your... what would you want to call this?
Caveat?
I don't know. Yes, I love that word. You have to want to and believe in yourself doing this. Okay, you have to want it. And there's a big, Nine of Diamonds is a big question mark, excuse me, and it pertains to your desire and faith in yourself. I mean, it's forward, all those things. But I think you would do extremely well. Okay?
All right. So, you think it's something she should pursue then?
But she has to have that desire.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's going to take a lot of
work. Yeah, it's big, yeah.
And you have to like that line of work, too, I suppose. That's a whole different ball game.
To trust yourself that you could do this. Okay.
Like right, because that's what I've been struggling with.
And here's the thing. A lot of people, but it's a lame example, but the best I got right now. A lot of people might love the idea of becoming an actor or an actress, but they might fear the rejection of going in and doing an audition, or, God forbid, what if they get the job? Then all kinds of other scary, you know, possibilities exist. So it is a big step for you, but your cards show that you do very well. And you have a husband, or is he your significant husband?
No, I have no one at this point. I am completely single. I had a boyfriend, but that's a lost cause there.
Gee, Deb, why would you mention that?
I mention that because there's a man around you. There is a male presence.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That is going to be very motivating for you. They are like a rah-rah, sister kind of cheerleader for you doing this. Could be somebody you work with, but there's definitely a male presence here. And it's
well,
a king
yeah,
diamond.
I do have a male friend.
Yeah. That is cheering you on?
Yeah, from time to time. It's weird because he'll come in and he'll disappear, come in and disappear and stuff, and which is weird because we've met at several different stages in my life. Like, he was on my wall. Like, I bought a – when I was in college, I bought a surfing model calendar wall with these beautiful models on it, and he was actually – because I dated two guys from that same calendar on my wall. And so we've met in different states and different places. Like, we've run into each other, and then he came up to Alaska, and I had no idea he'd be in Alaska, and I transferred from one fishing game place to another one. So I ended up in Kodiak, and I ran into him in Kodiak. And the weird thing about it was when I shook his hand, and I mean, he was still gorgeous. Like, he did still look like the calendar.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember I shook his hand, and the oddest thing happened. Like, I saw flashes of us, like, together, like, dating and all that stuff. But when I meditated,
yeah,
like my guides were telling me, like, because one time I actually read his mind, what he was thinking at the time he was thinking it, and I made the mistake of telling him, which spooked him. His eyes got really, really big. And then when I meditated, my guides are like, he's going to break up with you in 3 days. And he does. Like, in exactly 3 days, he broke up with me because it did spook him, because I did tell him what he was thinking at that time. Only because I was totally tired and I was exhausted, so I was in a weird, like, probably what they would call it, theta state. And so I could, like...
Yeah.
And I tuned into his energy. So that was kind of weird. And it was even weird for me. But, yeah, so I remember that. So this guy comes in and out of my life.
Boy, you've got an interesting history. Yeah, dating men off calendars. I like that. Yeah.
I love that song.
That was Jim. So what I see about him is he enters your life, and if you take a really good look at the history or the background of your relationship, what you've got here is soulmate of a certain sort. Who comes along, you know, everybody thinks, ooh, soulmate, that's my love forever. Well, there's lots of soulmates. There's ones that come along to motivate us, challenge us, irritate us into doing more with ourselves. I mean, there are many. So, yeah, I think that he holds a place as a soulmate for you. And it's too bad you scared him off. You know, this gets me. Men can have the bravado of somebody who could go and wrestle a grizzly bear. But when it comes to matters of the heart, they run like hell, some of them. You know, and he strikes me that love is scary for him. Okay,
well,
but
yeah,
I think
because I actually...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, because like when we separated and I predicted that he would get married to this other girl and have two kids, and I actually predicted the boy would come first in 2 years and the girl would come later. And I don't know why I knew that information. I don't know why it was even came to me and stuff. So that actually happened, but I also saw a divorce, which I didn't tell him about because he needed to go through, my guys were like, do not mention it, because he needed to go through the marriage and go through that experience because it was a karmic thing.
Sure.
So I didn't say anything.
No.
And so now he's coming out of the divorce.
Yeah. Well, you've got an awful lot of, we'll call it psychic. I think that you're quite gifted, quite talented with what you do. And you know, a lot of times it comes to us and it shocks us that, oh my God, how can I be so right? Well, we just think we don't have these abilities, but we do.
I don't.
Oh, Paul, you do too.
No, I just learn by life experiences what to expect next. It's not because I'm psychic.
No, that's a, that is a topic for another discussion.
It is. As you deal with a lot of situations after a lot of times, and you can predict how it's going to come, not because of being psychic, because I've been down this road before. I've seen this movie before. I've seen this show before.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
When you see a show over and over and the only thing that's different are the characters, you know how it's going to end anyway. In other words, that's a different ballgame.
You're cynical that way.
So. Not everything is cynical. You know, cynical and realistic, are they interchangeable? I think they must be, because every time I think it's realistic, you call it cynical. I didn't think they were that synonymous.
Well,
I didn't think they were synonymous words myself.
I think that Charlotte is, Scott, you have insight that is phenomenal. Okay, and as you go more through your life, you're going to find yourself relying on it more and more. Okay, but he plays an integral role in your life. And even if the two of you don't ever develop anything, he's always going to keep popping up.
Who's this he, this person you see in the cards?
This friend.
Oh, the friend. Okay.
And now he's divorced or getting divorced, correct?
Correct.
And, yeah, so I think you're going to
find him
around more often.
A lot of times you got to explore things, or you'll always wonder what could have been. It might not work out. It might not work out when you explore these things, but sometimes you got to find out.
All right.
All righty.
Let's do a rebel card. Really soul search this out. It won't hurt at all for you to go forward. I think you'll do fantastic.
She seems to have lots of intuition, so she probably
has
some feelings on her own about this.
You have to believe in yourself. And so what if you fail? So what? At least you tried. It cost you a few dollars, but you took that step. You know, that's very important. That's highly significant.
Highly significant. All right, real quick.
All right.
Remember that was from a MASH episode.
Really?
That's highly significant. Radar, when Hawkeye was trying to teach him to talk really like he knew a lot of stuff about music and educated to that chicken, he goes, just once in a while say, that's highly significant or something. Told him catchphrases to say. All right, real quick, the subject of your rebel card, stop sleeping so damn much. Wake up, you're missing some cool shit.
So the other girl was told,
opposite
get some sleep.
And this one says you're sleeping too much. And we don't know anything about your sleep pattern. That's just the card.
No, it's true. Lately, because I got tired after we moved, I've been sleeping like 10, 12 hours a day. It's crazy.
Well, you're missing some cool shit, so you better start waking up.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I mean, I guess if you're going to pick one end of the spectrum, I guess too much sleep is better than not enough, I guess. All right. So just here when it's flu season. It's good to be well rested and have your immune system maxed out. Awesome. We like one of our upper continental United States representatives in Alaska to call us. We don't get them.
No, and we appreciate you very much. So happy New Year.
We are all part of the same United States of America.
Yes, we are. And we love hearing from you. So take care.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Wow.
That was the 49th state, right? Because Hawaii was 5-0, right? Yeah.
I guess. What was Puerto Rico?
They're a U.S. territory. They're not a state.
Oh, they're not.
Yeah, we got a bunch of territories. So basically, we own their ass, but they don't have. See, they should do like we did to England. They should have a revolution because they're not represented. But I don't know that we tax either, so it might be a different ballgame. I just don't know.
Do what we did to England, okay?
They might want to have a tea party, except I don't think we give two shits about tea. Maybe rum. They start throwing. Start taking rum and chucking it on boats. We'd all be freaking out, man. Good old Puerto Rican rum. Oh,
that's alcohol.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. We'd take notice then if they were like pissed off at us and they started climbing on board boats and tossing rum off them.
I've dated a guy from Guam. He told me they are called Guamanians.
Really, I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
I mean, I know stuff about Guam. I just don't know the proper terminology for the native of the islands of Guam, United States Guam. U.S. Guam, I think they call it, right? All right. Shall we move on?
Yeah, go where were you?
Area code 520.
Hey,
Lisa.
Hello there.
Hey, you
guys.
How are you? Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about you all? You sound great.
Just like we can't believe ourselves that we're doing two blog talk shows in a row without a problem.
Yeah, no problem.
I almost thought I was going to poop myself.
All right.
Well,
so how about you? What's happening?
Oh, God, so much. Not necessarily the neighbor so much. It's just a lot of other stuff. It's all good. It's just, you know, the COVID numbers are rising. Did you know that?
The what numbers?
COVID.
Oh, right. They definitely are.
And so
she runs many group homes up in northern Minnesota. And she said they're having trouble with staffing because so many are out with COVID. Yet there's the other side where people don't believe it anymore. Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
It seems like
with different vaccinations and, you know, these flus go through different strain changes every year. It doesn't seem to be the shut down the world type of thing anymore. But
no,
it still sucks.
But,
I mean, any kind of illness sucks. And it does still affect everybody differently. Some people still are really affected devastatingly by it.
Well, you know, I'm out running on a personal level. I'm out running chores for one of my girlfriends, which I don't mind. You know, and I went and picked up a COVID test for her. She doesn't want to take it, but I convinced her. And then it's really weird the way she's experiencing what she's experiencing. And then I have to drive to another town to get her some medication. And I'm all for it. I'm doing it, too. And then I get invited here, there, and everywhere. And we're all like groups. You know, it's like meeting inside a building in group settings. And so I have to decide for myself, do I want to do that? Do I want to keep exposing myself? Just that kind of baloney.
Well, and it seems that it's either the very young or the very elderly that are really, the ones we have to watch out for when it comes to these. You know, the flu can kill you, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that was a big killer of American soldiers in World War I.
The flu?
Over there in Europe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a big killer.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to know tonight, darling?
Well, I spent all day with my neighbor. We were doing, as in the words of Jimbo, project.
Oh, Lord God, Jesus.
Yeah, do we use rubber bullets, or are you using...
Oh, she's a professional. She's using lethal for her project.
Well, we're more handsy, and spending more time together, and also got things lined up for tomorrow, and so,
go ahead.
Well, I was just about to say there wasn't any of that stuff that goes on between us, but then I'm thinking, there sort of was. Yeah. It's just the way how we deal with each other.
With flirtatiousness and whatnot.
I don't know what you call it. You know, it's like, it's not like two people coming, it's not like anyone else that I deal with. You know, it's like, you know, anyone else that I deal with, like, okay, you and I are talking. We don't keep pointing out to each other stuff or trying to superimpose our stuff on each other. You know, we just hear stuff from each other, and that's how most people deal with each other.
Right.
You know?
Or yeah. All right, well.
And I have...
Go ahead.
Well, I have to keep reminding the neighbor, you know, I said, look, this is how I am with you, and I would appreciate if you were that way with me, because I don't, I don't know. It's not like he challenges everything I say. It's not like that. It's just,
stuff that we, I don't know, the conversation goes like a ping pong match, you know.
All right, international shout out to Kirsty in the UK. Welcome, Kirsty.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
It's just sometimes I just wonder.
Well, she's looking for like a general checkup or a specific.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
you.
Oh,
I didn't
so
know.
Much.
I was actually looking for an update. Perfectamundo, like Fonzie would say. Unhappy.
Yeah.
That card's going down. Like I said, we are in a state of shock because we've had two successful Block Talk Radio shows in a row. That hasn't happened for weeks.
It hasn't. Seriously.
Yeah,
oh,
we got
God,
a, you know,
how's that?
They got like a chat help chat thing, but it's like totally not live. I'll send a chat message, and then maybe 2 days later we'll get a response. And they said, oh, yeah, it's been working all weekend. If you got problems, let us know. I was like, bullshit, it's been working all weekend. But anyway, it's working now. So 2 days in a row.
Well,
oh, my God.
Three
is a streak.
Internally, he is still fixated on the fact that he's going to lose you to another man. And, you know, that could be his own intuition kicking in because, you know, realistically speaking, that will happen.
And that could happen to any couple on this planet.
It could.
Any couple could lose that other person to another person. That's just always a risk. Now, whether you let it wear on you and eat you alive and that's all you're going to manifest and focus on, that's not healthy. But, you know, it's always a risk. Always.
Well, and he's got a possessive nature.
Well, see, that's a problem.
He's domineering.
And you have to be able to control that or you're going to frickin' have ulcers and lose sleep and stuff if you're always going to be worrying about your partner.
And Lisa has.
And you're going to drive your partner crazy.
Well, she's confessed that she is more submissive. So they could be a good match that way.
And I'm sure it's relative. She doesn't like a bunch of the bullshit.
No,
she's
but it comes out. Yeah, it comes out sideways. I can't be really submissive to him because,
I think she's like not submissive. People think like somebody's getting beat with a whip. I think she's talking like it's okay for a guy to be a guy and a woman to be a woman. I think that's what she means.
Okay.
The old school stuff, right?
And what I just
I don't know what you just freaked out for. What's going on?
I put that out there to see what sort of reaction I was going to get because Andrea, the way I put it is, if Andrea has admitted in the past or confessed that she's submissive. And
she's not here with us.
Okay.
Andrea.
Well,
Andrea's not here.
I just wanted to see what was.
Why'd you talk about Andrea?
Because I said to Andrea, this guy might just be putting that out there about hooking up with you
mm-hmm.
to see if you're receptive.
Okay, well, being receptive to banging doesn't mean you're submissive. It just means you like banging. That's not a submissive thing.
No, we're talking apples and oranges here.
That's what I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
So I threw that out just to see if Lisa was going to say, oh, yeah, I'm still very submissive, or no.
I could never masquerade like that. Never. In fact, I go down the list of what I want.
Okay.
And then, you know, he pretty much, we kind of go back and forth over a matter of days or weeks or whatever. And then he does come around, though. He does come around. You know, Deb, it's like you said, he's not really used to, you know, he's all thumbs, although thumbs can be nice. He's all thumbs.
Dear God.
Here you go, everybody. Here we go.
Dear God, you're going to pick a finger and you're going to pick a thumb of all the fingers to pick.
The bowling ball.
And so I will say, you know, can you reframe that? That's how I'll say to him. And then a few days later, he'll say something again. I said, well, remember, I did ask you to reframe it. And then he'll say, it's been considered. And the answer is no. And so then, but a few days later, when we're actually in the middle of something, I see that he has changed his posture and that he's taking a different approach. So I do see that when I suggest something and I don't clobber him over the head with it verbally, you know, that it works. I do see it works for him. And the same goes, and that's what I tell him. I said, you know, this is how you approach me too. I don't want you telling me this and this and this and, you know, verbally telling me these things because I've had enough. I don't want to hear it and blah, blah, blah.
I get you. I get what you're saying. And I think that you are being more vocal now about your own needs.
You know, yeah, probably.
We rolled back a year. You were not like that. Remember, this was after the great tater tot casserole fiasco.
Well, you know what he told me? I remember that back then, and he, because I called him from the mountaintop, and I was eating cold tater tot casserole after I had left him, and I was just, you know, angrily chewing on those cold potato tots or whatever, and I was telling him this and that and that and this, listing how my feelings, you know, and how I saw this and how I saw that. Not necessarily from him. It was her, the woman. And he said, I won't see her anymore. I won't do that anymore. I'll do whatever. You know, he was doing that.
Yeah.
He was offering that up to me. Well, I haven't really seen that much of that kind of thing from him. But, you know, I do tell him, you know, it takes some time with him, I noticed, you know, because there was a major, when my grandson came, actually, because I told him, reconsider how you say this one phrase, because my grandson says, thinks that you're telling him something negative. And that was before my grandson was here. And he said, I've considered it, and the answer is no. And I already told you what he said. But anyway, when my grandson was here, I saw him with a different attitude. I saw him taking a step back. I saw him being really quiet and thoughtful. And so that works. He knows.
Well, isn't it interesting? Okay, we have a lot of men listening. They're going to get their back up a little bit from this.
Oh, I'm here to fight you.
It's an observation. So when you go to tell a man something that you want to change in his behavior, they get very petty. You know, they may ultimately do it. They
he
do
that.
That. Really?
Yeah, he said.
And
that.
I feel like you can't, you got to tiptoe around, you know,
yeah.
You're on eggshells. I don't understand.
And he said
why.
That. He said, you're trying to take everything away from me. That's what he said, or something
that?
Like that. To that effect.
It must be, the male ego must be made out of like blown glass. Like if you touched it, it will shatter.
Well, or you could remember that you're not our goddamn mothers. You could remember that. Take that into consideration too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Don't tell me to freaking comb my hair one way or tie my shoes another way, bitch. You're not my mother.
Exactly. Exactly.
You could be that.
Exactly.
If I wanted your advice,
yep.
I would have freaking...
However,
I would have pulled your string.
He still took your advice.
Well, he did because he's damage control.
And he knew it was, you were right. And that was in your cards. Remember I kept saying that he was having trouble liking your grandson because he thought he
well,
was
this
a
has been going. Yeah, this was going on for like 2 to 3 months, these kind of conversations he and I was going on. And then the proof was in the pudding when my grandson was here this recently. And so,
Well,
and then
I gotta tell you, he wants to get highly embedded with you in a business operation.
Embedded?
Embedded. She knows. Yeah. Because it's a way. It's a way to get a hook into somebody.
He wants to for the two of you to become very familiar business.
Because he, that's part of damage control. Because he figures, well, I can't lose her if we have a business venture. She can only go so far away then.
And that's very true. And then after
which is not
that,
motivated by business sense necessarily.
He wants to.
That's personal and emotional.
Nail you down for a firm commitment of like marriage. Okay, but he wants to get really involved with you too, business wise.
It's very manipulative.
Oh, he is.
That's very manipulative, and it's almost.
What do they call it?
Wrong. It's almost wrong.
Well,
type of, I don't know what the word I want to use is.
Well,
almost.
I don't like him anyway, so I do.
Why?
Because he's been gay.
What is that? Oh, so you like him? Why does that matter if he's gay or not for liking somebody? What? I like him because he was gay. Well.
No, but you hold that against.
I don't hold that against him. I hold the way he's been jerking and jerking and jerking and jerking the chain around, not going anywhere. No path, no destination. You should always have a destination eventually.
Yeah. The one thing, he did tell me in the beginning, we went to one of these projects, using Jimbo's word, and tell me, and that was soon after I had landed here, in this situation, the duplex. I think it was like 2 months in here, he was with me. And I did tell you guys this, that he came, he said, wait a minute, hold up. We got out of the truck and he came over to me and he grabbed me and he put his face in my hair and he was saying, he was grabbing my arms and he said, we're a good team. We make a good match. And then we went and I was like starstruck, it was soon after I moved here and I wasn't expecting it. And then he said something, he held his face to my face and that was that many months ago. And he said some more stuff and I was just starstruck. And then we went in the backyard and we were digging up some plants. And then I was so starstruck by an unexpected. And then somehow, some way it just evaporated. I don't know what happened. I don't know what, I don't know what tripped on the obstacle or what obstacle it was, or maybe his friend came in at that point. I don't remember. But he did say at that point that, and then stuff just started, I don't know. And anyway, here we are today. So he does, I know,
yeah,
he does
go ahead.
He does have a real, he does have a real strong, incredibly strong, and I mean, I talked to his friends from back east that he's been friends with for 30, 40 years, and there are a lot of them on the phone and however. So he does have a very strong, accomplished background in the field that he comes from. He's retired now. So, I mean, and I see him in action. I see him in action around the community in that way, and then I see him, how he handles his own books, and, I like what I see. I take inspiration from what I see, and I have pointed that out to him. So, anyway,
Go ahead. Well, I want to put out there, before I forget, because, they are boomerangs, and they don't always come back.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, that I will stake my career on this. I have never, from day one, believed the man to be gay. Kinky? Oh, yeah. That to him is a...
What is?
Going out and getting your penis exercised is a kink for him. All right.
So what is it for everybody else that does that?
Never was...
Oh, so for him it's different. Well, than all the other guys that do that. Oh, he's different about that. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well,
you stake what you stake what you stake.
You know, there's people that are in a lot of different off the grid things.
That's not off the grid. That he's not out there chasing buffalo around trying to bang him. He's not off the grid. He's doing what people have been doing for thousands of years and kept it in closets.
Where he comes from is there is a high concentration of sex clubs, orgy clubs, blah blah blah.
Okay.
And he might have allowed somebody, and if it's so, what's the word? Let's come up with the word. It's so.
I'm gonna let you go down this trail. All by yourself.
Yeah, I'm struggling for the word, but it is.
No, I could come up with a bunch of them, but you wouldn't like them, so I'm gonna let you go.
Orgy like, Deb?
No.
I'm thinking that he enjoyed it, but there was no emotion attached. It was just.
Oh, you know what? He said that. He said that in the beginning months. He told me that exactly.
And your female friend told you that too, not very long ago. I mean, they don't all fall in love with men. She said he has not been an emotional partner with men. There's been no attachment.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Why is that
grab the pom pom and start doing your events? Why is that a big deal?
Well, And
yay. Why is that such a big accomplishment? Oh my God. It doesn't matter. He's still dropping his drawers.
And a lot of celebrities do this too.
Okay, they do, but you admit that, but you don't just jerk somebody else around when you're doing that.
Well, like who?
You know what, Deb?
Like her.
Go ahead.
I was going to tell you something. We were at the coffee. My friend, my girlfriend, not him. He was not with me, and he wasn't at that coffee that time. My girlfriend and I went to the coffee. I took her to the coffee, and she was a smash hit. They already knew her already, and they were all, you know, loving her and everything. And I was off by myself talking to some other people. And the couple that you saw, Deb, in the cards, when they brought him home after our car wreck, you saw this couple. You said, oh, they're swingers. And I said, no, they can't be swingers. They're so rural. They're so, well, guess what? I was sitting next to that husband at that coffee that day, which was the last time I went, which was a week and a half ago. And he let it slip. And his wife was kind of sitting there, too. We were talking. And they're married. They've been married for years. And he said, and they come from another town, a big town. And he said something to the effect of, because he goes out of town, traveling for business a lot, and she stays behind. And he said, well, the girl that I was seeing, or the girl I'm seeing, or something like that, my antenna goes ding. And because we were talking, it was too present day. It was like present tense. And it was out of town, and I'm looking, you know, I'm thinking, and my poker face is on, and I'm thinking, oh, maybe Deb was right.
I'm on my poker
face. Well, I don't make it up. It comes through cards. And the, you know, what do you call it, the intuitive sense. And at the time, I remember, you categorically said, no, this cannot, they are, it's a
because they look like a couple of hasties,
yeah.
You know. And
sure.
There's another couple that walks past my place here. I love them. I just think they're so cute and friendly. And I was telling him, my neighbor, the other day, I said, I want you to meet them. Because in my head, I'm thinking, oh, these would be good people to meet. We could have them for tea or dinner or whatever. And so he's looking at me really weirdly as I'm saying that. And then, I don't know, I brought it up maybe a few days later. And he said something about swingers. And I said, do you know swingers? He said, no. And I said, well, I said, I'm not into any. I said, these people are really nice. And I was telling, breaking it down. And so I don't even know why he would mention that or think that. Or.
Well, here's the thing. Now, Jim is of the opinion.
Oh, I'm not of the opinion. It's a fact.
You don't have to say it. But I've done quite extensive research on this subject because I used to write about it.
Your research is biased, though. You go down the kink road. If it was just the guy, chick, chick, it wouldn't interest you.
In a threesome, if it's two men, there can often be male contact with each other that just naturally, well, maybe even consciously happens. Okay.
One wand.
And here's the bats for you.
One
you
wand.
Know, for
one wand.
They have bars at these places where everybody gets, you know, drunk or they get a good buzz going. And, okay, I'm going to be very graphic here. If one man is going down and the other man is in the close vicinity, like, it's hard to explain, but there can be tongue and penis, you know, contact.
What is it? I want to know how this goes full circle back to her goddamn reading. I can't wait to how you make this tangent connection. I can't wait to see how this goes back to her reading.
I don't understand why you get mad all the time.
Well, I just want to know why all of a sudden you're talking about, okay, well, how does this pertain to her exact reading you're doing? I'm just curious now.
That is what I believe he started with, that sort of kinky behavior. And then pretty soon a guy probably, because they will just say, hey, you want to bend over?
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to hear. Hey, you want to bend over? Yeah, Bob, that's what I was thinking. You're reading my mind, Bob. That's what I want to do. Hell, yeah. Well, I'm here changing my sport plugs. Give me a little shot. Come on.
You need on these websites, and are other people...
Oh, the internet. What a lovely place.
Well, and some very highly respected magazines carry these stories where someone would give a personal account, yes, of what it was like to go to a, you know, swinger, and swingers meet in people's houses.
Yeah, they have parties. Yeah, they do. And you know, a lot of them are just like, hey, guys and chicks, and they just swap.
You know,
they don't start banging,
you know,
don't start banging rods.
You do,
you know?
Yeah, you do have a point. As you keep talking about this over the months that I've been calling, there just recently it's come to consciousness that there was a guy who I for the life of me, I couldn't even pick him out of a crowd right now. But when I first got here 1,000 years ago, one of my girlfriends told me, she pointed him out, and she said he had a basement that was full of shackles and things on the wall, and
that's
so
nice.
There it is.
Yeah, I, you know what? My basement would have a pool table and a fridge for beer.
You
the,
would,
you know.
But you're not everybody.
I'm just saying. I like to hope that I represent the majority. International shout out to Anne in Scotland. Another Scot is here. Welcome, Anne. A little belated.
There's somebody that Jim and I know that loved to drink and then would look at videos online of a guy, a male, doing a tranny.
Now, watching the video and dropping your drawers are two different things, too,
but
just to let you know.
He enjoyed it. It was erotic for him.
Or maybe it was a train wreck.
No.
Right. But he didn't go to a party and start frickin' bending over, biting onto a pillow, did he?
I don't know. I never got that.
And I,
come on. Yeah,
I
think you'd know.
I did hear,
you'd know.
Yeah, I did hear of another one, another place, and it's out by this place that sometimes us people will go to out in the rural, I mean, out in the boonies, and, you know, and it's a night diner. And across the road down the way is a place, I think they sold the property, though, and they changed it. It was a gay RV park known for gay. And somebody, one lady told me she walked into, she was being given a tour of one of the little casitas, and she said there was all sorts of stuff on the walls, you know, manacles, whatever, handcuffs. And but
yeah,
they since sold it. They since sold it, and I don't know exactly what you know what year, if it was last year, but and I don't know if that casita has been redecorated. So there are, Deb, you're not out of line, you know, when you say this kind of stuff goes on around. I just don't
know.
I know people.
Everybody knows.
I just don't know. I just I don't. You know, I could be sitting next to someone at a table at a group and, you know, maybe they're into it, but I don't hear about it. I don't know about it. It's not my thing. And like I said, one time I attended a group, and I keep getting invited, and I plan on going back to dinner. They're all going out to dinner on Thursday night. And, you know, but they did ask me. They said, are you straight? And I said, yeah, strictly dickly. And
well,
that's
no,
the way it is.
If you ask them, they will allow you to go and watch if you are.
I don't
want to
watch.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like, come on, really?
I think it's big enough for me to watch in the mirror if I watch in the mirror myself. You know, someone else. I wouldn't want to watch other people.
Yeah. And if you do, go to the fucking internet. You can save yourself a trip. If you really want to watch people banging, just sit down at your computer and do it. And yeah, you don't have to get in your car and go anywhere. But, you know,
that's not my thing.
Well, and what Jim said, to each their own. I think
I take my coffee black.
And I bet he's been to clubs because they're very prominent in the, you know, up there in the New York City.
History implies past.
I believe you. I believe you. I believe you, Dan. I do believe you.
History implies past.
He doesn't want to have you judge him. Well, I'll bet he's been in a place where women and men are just like swarming all over giant bed. And if you read these orgy, you know, articles, people are doing stuff to each other that they don't even know, you know, they're just in a mass of flesh, which wouldn't be my exactly.
No.
No. Well, you know,
I mean,
as long as you,
what I would watch, yeah.
Hopefully they got good insurance for the emergency room when they have problems.
Exactly.
That is their choice.
It is their choice. But then, you know, they go to the health care and a lot of insurance. Insurance rates go up because they want to because they can't keep their freaking body fluids all, you know, in a contained area. So the whole, everybody's got to pay for all that shit, especially the people who can't even afford insurance.
Well, and also, you don't know the real history of people.
The real history of people.
I feel he doesn't tell Lisa the full extent because he doesn't want her to judge him and cut off their relationship. And I've told you all before, I dated a bisexual guy. I felt okay with it, but then the aspect of how sanitary are they when they're, you know, with their same gender lover, it makes you wonder how safe you are with that. So,
that's my policy, though, is to get tested. I'm going to break it down to them on that.
Well, it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, though, that whole testing thing is like, whoops, I got tested, now it's all too late.
Because there's something.
Because that's usually after the fact. Oh, yeah, hey, just to let you know, yeah, I tested positive for whatever, and guess what that means? You should probably go get a test. Whoops.
If he had herpes, I believe he would tell
her. I'm not talking about that. It could be a lot of different. Chlamydia, whatever, all that different.
It
doesn't mean you won't get it.
Yeah, one of my girlfriends, when she was dating this guy, they had no sexual intimacy. Did they kiss? I forget what they did. But they both went and got tested, and then they exchanged their test results so they could each read their, and that's what I would do. I know I'm queen.
Out here where we have the largest naval base in the world, doctors will tell men, get a test done on the girl you're dating. Because you said the women here are filthy.
I'm not going to hook up with a chick if I think that a test needs to be involved. I'm choosing a different partner.
Well, this sounds like a discussion that we're going to have at another time. Do you want to give
me that is true. We are about to get Blog Talk's about to tell us the show must go on.
Those of you that didn't get chosen, remember, you can hire me off my website for a private reading.
Or you can get in. You got to get in early. Better early than late. All right, here's your Rebel card reading. Subject is, you got a feeling you just... Wait a minute. Maybe I forgot to shuffle. Let me do a quick shuffle because I just pulled that for somebody.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
God
damn it.
Now?
I did just. So I do a quick shuffle. I always cut the deck because that makes it different and that makes it special. It said, and I don't know. Well, we know what her job is, her project. It says, shit is going down with your job. Reevaluate, get your perspective, or fucking quit.
Oh, God.
That's terrible. It's letting you know that possibly job is relative. Maybe job is a project, or maybe it's a business venture, and it says things are going down, and you might want to reevaluate, change perspective, or quit. You got to figure out something.
Well, you
take
know
a
what?
Step back and reevaluate,
I think that
basically.
Could be very good advice in terms of if you're running your own business. Sometimes you have to evaluate a paradigm shift where you might expand or, you know,
People can put blinders on when they've been in a business for a while and not be receptive to change.
Yeah, I agree.
And that might be what that means. It might not be a business. It could be life. It could be a something you're thinking about. Oh, you know what that means? We got to go, Lisa.
So sorry.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Yeah, we love
you. Thank you very much.
Bye, honey. Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
Did you turn it all the way down?
No.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
That's right.